I was like, yo, we got to keep moving up, dog.
I mean,
we got to keep moving up. Like the visual shit got to be on point.
Let me
upgrade. Cause we talk too much shit.
But we back it up every time.
Exactly.
Every time.
You know
every
what
exactly.
I ain't shipping off none of that. Cause I be.
I don't buy much. I buy land, bro. Bo McDonald's every time I land, bro. Big rocks with both hands, bro.
It's how I feel about y'all niggas.
And I'm best dressed moving forward. Yeah, tiny pass on. Yeah, all that. Compton Cowboy, all that. Yeah. Big protein, 150 grams of protein. Y'all gotta stop playing, bro. I swear, bro.
He gone fuck up the world. Excuse me, but is that your girl? If she tell, that's a good referral. Heebie-jeebie talk crazy to me, but Kendrick know I like regular girls. I'm not good with the regular girls. Damn near want a veteran girl. I just might change your life. We ain't wearing no Giuseppe jeans. We ain't doing none of normal things. So you know what formal means?
Formal?
Saying that I lost the plot. Principles, yeah, I'd rather not. Messy, about to come in hot.
Dot, we gon' fuck up the world. Excuse me, but it's that your girl. Didn't mean to possess your girl. Baby, I'm high profile. Don't ever tell them you met me, girl. They gon' think that you read me, girl. 5'7", I'm messy, girl. I'ma pass you to Neymar. He got time for your bestie, girl. Niggas know that I'm best dressed. Too high profile to access. I ain't even got a fact check. All I'm wearing is Wells Bonner. Feeling good,
yeah, I'm better not be cool, eh?
Matter of fact,
it better not be iced tea.
I just fuck, ain't that ironic? You can pick the bunk or bed. Either way, I'ma want some head. Messy lived through me instead. We grew up around trifling hoes. You ain't did nothing, I don't know. It's cool, baby. I'm too high pro. I'm baby Keem. I wouldn't call it close. Messy, get them girls off the stage. Cause somebody's gonna get taken. Somebody's gonna invade. On a one-on-one conversation. I'm ducked off from the world. I'm
you ready, Mike?
Yo.
Okay. Okay. Show this.
Yeah. Bring me out the plastic, I've been acting brand new. Brand
new. Second like they running shit, they really ran through. This what all those shorties get ratchet to. They thought I was gonna fall off. I hate to bring you bad news. Through so many racks, a bitch can't even see the flow. From Atlanta to LA, the only time I'm back and forth. Cheap niggas make you pee. Rich niggas get you both. Gave a billion to valet and let that nigga dry the boat.
Ooh. Welcome to another episode of
He Got Me. He even stopped. He even warned us. Usually he warned us. He be like, is it?
I couldn't get it on the thing, so I had to go to the station.
We ain't got the
fucked up part is that he knew he was gonna do it.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, hold on, let me turn the shit back up. We still playing. It was cracking. Welcome to another episode of It's Lit Boston. We are your host, Sam Show, hosting Mike with Orlando in the building.
We are here.
Shout out to the brothers being back.
Shout out to us being back,
yes.
First and foremost, because we're back. We've been away, but we're back.
God bless.
But shout out to all of our subscribers.
Oh, man. There we go.
It's perfect. My hand slipped. You know, it's a welcome back.
I'm getting tired of this.
It's a welcome back.
I kind of like it.
But I keep getting the finger slip on the boo.
You know,
I'm starting to take it kind of personal.
Oh, shit.
Nah. It's for all of us because you're talking about all of us. So I guess boo.
Look, because I was trying to say shout out the subscribers and we got a boo.
There's some haters in there. Well, I was booing
ooh.
The haters.
Ooh.
Boo.
The haters?
Boo the haters.
These are for the ones that don't like, share, subscribe. this is for the ones that don't hit that notification bell.
Said.
That way, they don't know every time we post some new content.
Talk your shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Talk your shit.
Yo, we appreciate you following us. Make sure you continue to follow us on It's Lit Boston at IG. Just Be Snapping on IG. I Am Show at IG. Spoken X on IG. Dubside General on IG. Yo, we lit out here.
Yo, listen, I'm gonna get you more Remy.
We lit.
I'm gonna get you more Remy.
Man, 1738.
Yeah. What's going
on? Oh, we got the speaker on?
Is the speaker on?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, yeah, get the speaker.
I'm glad you let me know, bro.
Iron is lit show.
There we
apparently.
Go. Now we sound better. There we go.
We were kind of echoey.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure if it was me.
I don't know. I was like, it sounds like we in a bubble, but it's all right.
Y'all just let me go for it. I can dig it.
Listen.
Hey, man. Thank you all for letting us know.
Shout out to O.
It would have been
no, you had those Colombian ears, bro.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Y'all Colombian ears. Y'all was working. Hey. Y'all was in sync.
What is it? Eskimo Brothers?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Colombiana?
No, no, no.
Couple hundred dollars?
Whoa, now.
Yeah, I'm glad to see y'all again.
Y'all know what Eskimo Brothers are, right?
I know.
Now, tell me. What's Eskimo Brother?
Eskimo Brother.
I'm trying to save you. I said I know.
And just so you know, there was a lot of people in the comments saying you was wrong about verbose.
Facts.
I know I was. I never said I was right. Because when he was trying to think of a word in my mind, I was trying to go through what he was trying to say, and I was like, verbose? And I was like, in fact, I said, nah, that ain't it. And you're like, no, say it. And I said, verbose? Yeah. But nah, that's like you're talkative.
Okay.
And I was, but
I think he spelled it wrong. I think you said the verbose and it was. Yeah.
No, it's verbose.
No, that's how it was spelled.
I was like, is that right?
Look. Because when I was doing the captions, I was like, I got to go spell check.
Because if I spell check
and do the wrong word with the caption,
it makes it even worse.
They going to make me think I need AI.
Facts.
Get this dumbass nigga some AI.
I never said that's the word he was looking for. He was looking for a word, and I was trying to think, and I was running through my head of what could he be thinking, and I came to that. But no, that means like talkative, like over, like
wordly.
Talk too much. Yeah, wordy.
Wordy,
like you just talk too much, basically.
Okay.
So. All right. Yeah, I never said that's what he was trying to say.
Like,
so,
damn, bitch, stop acting so verbose.
All those people in the comments, I'm trying to come at my grammar.
Hey, yo,
wait.
Fuck out of here.
Before we go any further, Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
We missed Memorial Day weekend, which was fire.
We didn't go out.
Hey, happy Memorial Day.
You know what I'm saying?
Pass for all the vets.
Appreciate y'all.
All the vets that passed away.
Appreciate y'all.
We always
remember you.
Ain't you supposed to do a salute?
No, because I'm not in uniform. Stop it.
I'm saluting y'all.
I'm not in uniform. You don't salute. You just say what up. Shout out to y'all.
What up? I did it.
They know.
I didn't even do that on purpose.
Oh shit. He wasn't even trying to give you.
You weren't trying to give.
I'm just trying to make sure shit ain't going wrong with
you. You deserve it.
So you weren't trying to cheer for the vets?
Oh, I'm always down for the vets.
Wait, let me ask you a question for the people, right? How many years did you serve?
I served 9 years.
Ooh.
Congrats.
I served 9 years. I did 3 combat deployments.
Combat deployments is like when you're in combat?
I went to actual gunfire.
Oh, man.
I was under fire.
Okay.
Went to Afghanistan twice, Iraq once, you know. Lost buddies on each trip. So Memorial Day does mean something special to me because I always remember those that we lost. So
thank you for your services.
Shout out to the fans. Memorial Day isn't for the ones that are alive. Memorial Day is for the ones that passed away. So shout out to y'all who gave the ultimate sacrifice. It's
lit. Okay. I like how you did that in 2023. But in 2022 and before, you'd have made it mad sad. We'd be like, me and Show would be looking at each other how do we get out of this,
Where's
bro?
The song at?
Can we talk shit to each other?
gentlemen, it's called growth.
Oh,
all right?
Shit.
It's lit. I like it.
You're right, General.
We have to elevate. It's 2023, right?
I apologize for generally
speaking. It's 2023, right?
You're right.
We elevate, right?
You're right.
Elevate.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, look at that. I got you more Remy, bro. Fuck that.
We got
you feel me? So wait, how's y'all weekends been, man? How's y'all weeks been?
It's been good.
I'm going to let y'all go first.
You're right. Memorial Day, I had a cook out of my crib. It was fun. You know what I'm saying? I
apologize for not making that.
No, you good.
I
woke up the next day thinking it was that day.
Because he texted me, he's like, yo, what time was your thing at? I was like, bro, that was yesterday.
Well, it said yesterday.
You know what I mean? But at least I was a real nigga. I asked.
You should have had him pull up anyway. Like, yo,
I would have pulled up. I would chill.
I was not grilling for nobody, no mouse.
I would have grilled. I would have
had him show
up
just for GP.
I would have pulled up, say what up to the kids, the wife. You know what I mean? We're going to be in the backyard.
Yeah. It was a good day. Rolling up. It was a good time. They had the games going, had the music going. Mm. I was on the grill the whole day. You know what I'm saying? Had my drinks flowing, you know?
Fuck the Celtics.
Yes. Yes.
That happened while we were away.
Yeah, it did.
And it happened.
You know how hurt I was?
I wasn't. I wasn't surprised.
I was hurt because they were a top 2 team in the league.
Nah. They're bums.
They don't know how to close.
No idea. And the funny part about the whole situation is you went 3 games and stuck with a plan. And it worked for 3 fucking games. When it counted, they said you went back to your bullshit.
They said let's shoot
3
so many threes and miss them all.
15 points in the first.
Well, we got to get them boys
couldn't hit the ocean,
bro.
Well, they threw so bad.
Time out. We got to cut them some slack. Why? Jason Tatum.
I don't care.
Rolled his ankle on the first play.
Yo, when that happened on the very first play, I was like, I said that's an omen. We're gonna lose.
No, you know what I said? That's what you get for wearing that fucking jacket. That anything is possible. Yeah, you caught. He jinxed himself.
Damn.
He walked in.
I don't know if I would put anything. That on.
I'm going to tell you why.
That jacket was fire, though.
But it's symbolism.
But it was fire.
Anything is possible. And you roll your ankle on the very first play. Not the third. Not the fifth. Yeah. The first.
I said, really? God don't
if
like
he really had that Mamba mentality, that wouldn't have mattered.
So, look, I said that.
I'm not even putting it on him. I'm putting it on everybody else, especially your boy Jaylen Brown.
Hold up.
My man couldn't step up.
Can he still go to Dorchester? Yeah, right?
Dorchester.
I don't know.
Not Roxbury.
Definitely not Roxbury.
The whole team was garbage, bro. Not just him.
I can dig it.
Nobody showed up for anything.
I can dig it.
I just don't understand.
You would expect Jaylen Brown to step up.
I did expect Jaylen Brown.
I did.
He pulled up the braids and all that.
Hold on. If you're going to cut him slack, I want to say they did, quote unquote, TR. I'm not going to say the why.
What's okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give them the TR because they did.
They didn't truh.
No. When they got blown out, then, you know what I'm saying? Boom. But in the beginning,
bro,
they got blown out
by 20 at home.
Facts.
Done.
At home.
That's why I said TR.
They don't get no truh. Right.
So you know why you know what makes this hurt even more? Is it happened to the Bruins, too.
The Bruins, too.
Bruins broke all the records. They were the number one team. Everybody, including the NHL themselves, expected the Bruins to win the championship this year.
And lost in like the first round.
First round.
Out.
Yeah.
First round. Game 7 at the Garden.
At the Garden.
So the Celtics also got that same curse. Speaking of curses.
You know what? How come nobody saged the Garden?
Because Kyrie wasn't there.
It's lit.
Feel me?
Should have saged
He was over there in Dallas trying to figure out how to get LeBron to Dallas. I don't know if y'all seen that today.
That ain't happening. Why would he? Why not?
It doesn't matter.
I'm going to tell you why it happened.
It doesn't matter anymore.
He's not living that market.
Everything's bigger in Texas, bro.
The biggest market in the NBA. That's why he went to LA. What do you mean he don't care?
Okay. Wait. Time out. Cut some slack. LeBron went to LA to shoot Space Jam 2.
Because of the market.
Right, but Space Jam 2 came out, so now what do you do?
He has a whole production company.
I agree.
That man's coming out with movies and TV shows like left and right. He ain't done.
And guess what? LA has done his job.
You think he has a better shot with Kyrie and Luka or AD? Because AD built like glass.
Obviously Kyrie and them, but I don't feel like he's going to leave the LA market.
Yeah.
Biggest market in the NBA.
But there's no taxes in Dallas.
You don't care.
What do you mean? If you get a contract for $250 million, you get $250.
Yeah, but he's probably got them paying.
No, but listen to what I'm saying. If you get a contract for $250, you get $250.
Yeah, but he writing stuff off.
But if you get a contract for $250, you get $250.
I'm not getting half of that shit.
Yeah, you're getting guaranteed.
But you're going to be in Dallas.
But you get in $250.
I mean, I can always fly to LA.
He's the greatest already.
You ain't going to do that all the time.
He's already the greatest to me.
If I'm LeBron, the whole world, honestly. If I'm LeBron, well, like, I felt like LeBron, I was saying this in high school, he would be the greatest mercenary.
Wait, what?
Be the greatest mercenary for any team that want to rent him for 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
That'd have been fire.
Yeah.
He could have went to any team. We'd have had every LeBron jersey, bro.
Yeah.
And that, if you ask me, would have made his legacy crazy.
Because he can go anywhere.
Anywhere and win. Come on, bro.
Nah, he go anywhere. No.
Come on, bro.
He can't go anywhere. But if he started going anywhere, I don't think it would have had as much impact on his legacy.
I feel like if he left.
He'd be the only player to ever do it.
Boom.
One.
To what?
To win chips.
With multiple teams, but with more than three teams.
A lot of wins with multiple teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to take a lot from to win another
stage,
chip on another team without that.
I mean earlier.
Yeah.
If he does it now, I don't think
it matters for him now.
Yeah.
Now it's just like whatever.
But his earlier years, if he was a mercenary, it'd been a fire. If he left Miami and went to another team, it'd have been fire.
Yeah, but I feel that the way he moved, all the teams he's been with is going to retire his number. All
right, so let me ask y'all this. I know you don't ain't a LeBron fan, but what was your favorite LeBron? Mine was Miami.
My favorite LeBron
was LeBron in college.
Hold on. That was LeBron in college. So we can talk about pre-Lake LeBron.
Yeah.
But I like LeBron. Before the Lakers.
Okay.
I was a fan of the original Cleveland LeBron.
Of course you are. You're a blue collar man.
Nah.
He a blue collar man.
Once he made the decision. Once he made the decision.
He was heartbroken.
Once he made the decision, right? And he goes to Miami, and then we had to get creamed by them. That's how I was like, damn. When they took our chance from getting the title, that's what hurt me.
I mean, think of the team they had to create to beat LeBron.
Facts. I could dig it. I didn't hate him, though.
Yeah, they get three old niggas.
You couldn't hate him in Miami. The boy couldn't was nice.
Couldn't hate him.
Yeah. Yo. He had D-Wade. He had to step his shit up.
Yeah, to me, in my analogy of LeBron, that was his college year.
Yeah. Facts.
Because he never left Cleveland to that point, bro.
Yeah.
So he went with D-Wade. He was riding his bike to the fucking stadium.
Listen, bro.
For the game. And
different breed.
Different.
That shit was wild, bro. Like,
he stepped on a court. You knew what time it was.
I'm not going to lie. We do take LeBron for granted, though.
No, we do. We don't.
Yes, we do, bro.
As a culture, we don't.
Yes, we do.
We absolutely don't.
Yes, we do.
The amount of LeBron haters is ridiculous. Yo.
Yes, but as many LeBron haters are, there's haters for other people. But ain't nobody disregarding LeBron.
But how many people? But how many people do we know that had the expectations since they were kids?
Facts, and lived up to it and more.
So then how are we denying that? Everybody acknowledges him as being great.
Time out. No, they don't.
They don't.
No, they don't. No, they don't, Mikey. Come on, let's be realistic.
Why are we back?
Even you don't.
The...
Even you don't. That's why you got to say pre-Laker LeBron.
Because I don't like the Lakers.
He said the Lakers team.
Exactly.
And LeBron's on the Lakers, so it's fuck the Lakers until LeBron leaves.
Thank you. And I said that a million times.
It's still going to be fuck the Lakers.
It's still going to be fuck the Lakers.
If LeBron went to Dallas, he's going to be like, what up, Dallas?
Oh, yeah, I rock with LeBron.
You know
I
what
don't
you
like
are?
The Lakers. He's with the Lakers.
You know who
and
you
I'm
are?
And I'm not doing what y'all doing.
He's the dude that I hated, like the girls growing up who like the players because they play for a certain team. They don't even know the team. They're like, oh, what team the AI play for? I'm like, oh, the Sixers.
No.
Oh, I love the Sixers.
No. It's the exact opposite. I'm a Boston guy.
Okay.
I hate the Lakers. I hate the Yankees.
Okay.
I don't care who you are. You go and play. My nephew could play for the Yankees.
Whoa, bro.
You chose to play for the Yankees.
Whoa. You wouldn't support him?
Hold on, wait. You watched.
He gave you some sweet chin music.
Ooh. Tune up the band.
It's lit.
You watched Ted Lasso?
Yeah, of course.
Right? You know the episode where old boy's playing his old team?
Yeah.
And the pops comes?
Yeah.
And he wears his old jersey for the old team?
Fuck that nigga, yo.
And then comes in and clowns him for losing to the old team?
Listen, bro.
Hey.
Ted Lasso's funny. You never seen Ted Lasso?
No, never seen Ted Lasso.
Just stop, man.
Ted Lasso is hilarious.
Yeah. Okay.
It's on Apple TV.
It's the most passive-aggressive show I've ever seen.
It's dope. It's fire.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Yeah, season 3 is out, so I had to get Apple TV back so I could watch season 3.
Yeah. Silo was on there. Fire on Apple TV also.
Silo.
I haven't seen that.
It's kind of like a 100 Games type of situation.
Okay.
Minus the games.
I'm not going to lie.
Wait, hold on. We're not doing this. We just went down the whole tangent of kissing up to LeBron, and we didn't even finish up our weeks.
Okay.
See?
I was trying to keep going.
This is that bullshit you're talking about. No, because we're talking about my week.
Okay, okay.
Yo.
Okay, you're right. Let me speak through mine real quick.
Yes.
My week is good. Let's get to Mikey. Let's get it.
Yo, I'm back.
Yeah.
I finally went on vacation.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
It's lit.
But pandemic and all that messed up so went on vacation.
How are the bitches, nigga?
Fellas trip.
You know what I mean?
Bachelor party for my man.
You know what I mean?
It's lit.
I'm going to be dead ass. Okay. All right, when it comes to the shorties on this trip.
Tell me.
So we want to know, spicy.
y'all not going to like what I'm going to say.
What?
It reinforced what I realized, what I like and what I don't like.
Nigga, how were the bitches?
Okay, Chief Keef.
Yeah. I like melanin.
Ooh.
I like melanin. Ladies, I like melanin.
The more melanin, the better. Okay.
I like women of color.
Okay.
You got to have something in that mix.
Okay.
All the shorties out there, they were just
light skin.
Completely light.
Oh, man.
They all were fake.
Oh, man.
You know, we went to the club. You know, it was a bachelor party, so we definitely went to the club. We were throwing some twos.
You know what I mean?
Which,
oh, shit.
Yo, because they got the two bills.
Two bills. Yeah.
Which equivalents to like
nothing.
Like 45 cents.
I mean,
but hey, we were balling. And I was just sitting there just like, there's not one dark-skinned shorty. I'm talking, it wasn't a Janelle Monáe shorty.
Damn.
It wasn't a freaking...
Wait. I have a question. So you're telling me our dollar was 45 cents over there?
No.
Or their dollar was 45
their
cents?
Their $2,000 peso was like worth like 45 cents.
So they gave us a stack.
Nah. They give you a stack this big. So we should...
So y'all had a stack. How much was that?
$300? It was like $100,000.
Pesos.
Oh, but how much was that American?
Crazy.
Like for a stack like this?
$45.
Oh, it's lit.
We going crazy.
It's lit.
Hey,
we over there.
You said it for one night.
Hey, I said, Hey, I went.
I'm about to have a whole month.
Listen, I want five stacks.
Listen,
I want to walk around like the fake rappers.
Listen, I bought some U.S. currency. I said, let me change it out.
Okay.
I got me 6 million pesos.
Oh,
that was the only time you was a millionaire.
I was a millionaire, baby. I was killing it. Tom, let's go for a little quick break.
Shit, y'all niggas is crazy.
But
looking back, think he putting on. He really ain't that hard. I just like a couple songs. He only make music if it's a social media trend. Heard I ain't dish it to the niggas supposed to kill this friend. He rich enough to drop a bag while I ain't up the scope. That nigga ain't living gangster, he just rapping CB4. You see he left his baby mama for that IG hoe. Is all that true? Somebody told me that shit, I don't know. Stop going off what they say, nigga. They talk about you when you got a name. That's the game. Soon as you get some money, they gon' say you changed. For some fame. At first we were locked in, but then we grew apart. When I separate ways. Killed my little dog and that shit broke my heart. Life ain't been the same. Stand on my 10 everywhere I go. Today might be that day, nigga, you never know. Went around the world and put on for my hood. Once I get my word, then it's overstood. Hard to stay focused at the same time, handle this smoke. Balance. Can't get tricked out this shit. Some years ago, I was jet poke. You ain't even know I was on go. Could've lost it all, never lost hope. Lately, I get fresh and don't even post. I'm a beast, but they calling me a goat. Bad. Fuck around, get your feelings hurt, stick your nose in my business. Nigga, how you mad about my decision? Don't need no supervision. At all. You can't name no nigga that done this shit like I done did. I wait. Jumped in the game with no feelings, still ain't got love for niggas. Honest. Uploaded 1.5, count through it, sitting on the floor. Right now. Just added on some more, for sure. I was stacking up when ghosts. Hey, figure nigga, now used to have insufficient funds. None. I'm smoking gumbo with this bitch, this shit killing her lungs. Don't want no handshake, this fake, I bet not hug a nigga. Suck. You could be doing everything right, they still gon' judge a nigga. Fuck. Gon' keep a gun on me for life, I ain't tryin' wrestle with you. Here. No, I'm fucked up, you see a cup every time I take a picture. Serious. They drank on me bad, wow. Remember they put me last. Dumbass. Nigga snaking, so 3 times a week I cut my grass. Low. Just case it get ugly, what? You gotta keep some stash. How much? It ain't shit to post no money, there go 500 cash. Sending messages through my nigga, she miss me real bad. Misery love company, she calling from my past.
Hello.
Trying to reach out to me. Bitch, you gotta book me.
Rockstar.
2-3 million just in jewelry, you can't overlook me. Even if you try, hey. They talk about you when you got a name. That's the game. Soon as you get some money, they gon' say you changed.
For some fame.
At first we were locked in, but then we grew apart. When I separate ways. Killed my little dog and that shit broke my heart. Life ain't been the same. Stand on my 10 everywhere I go. Today might be that day, nigga, you never know. Went around the world and put on for my hood. Once I get my word, then it's overstood. Renamed and orchestrated the brand. They tried to infiltrate you, might with bread game, but you ain't low boys. If all else fail, I still got real money in the flow, boy. Spent yours in pressing hoes, now you ain't got shit to show for. Making no noise. I'm knowing you niggas don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you either.
Likewise,
I don't owe you niggas nothing. I met you through my people,
my niggas.
Ice on me like glaciers, light up like a script in Vegas.
Dreas,
BB hit like lasers, I got commas, punctuation.
Pages,
pockets fat, my dreads nappy. On the phone, I'm real cranky. Over here, who said I can't be? Truth be told, you niggas pranking. Ben, I leave your car running, they bopping in the city.
Memphis,
pop my shit, I'm getting it.
Gave it.
Twist your block, we spin it.
Sprayed it.
Go, too much tension in the street, that why these bodies piling. All black, they black out 300, cause a moment of silence. You probably heard that money changed him, he just make it look good.
I
probably heard that he a hoe and can't go back to his hood.
No.
Meanwhile, I'm pouring foes up
daily.
They gon' talk about you, whether you doing good or bad.
I'd
rather pull off in the phone and leave them in the past. God know my heart, if I fuck with you, I give you my last.
Bang, DJ.
Yeah,
hold up,
park the Rolls truck. Why not pull up Lambo car and pop it with the doors up? This shit got colossal, I got models trying to pay me the fuck. Tell her the price then went up, it's gonna cost more than a buck. Know that shit gonna be high, it got my name on this chronic. Driving slow now, but this car go 0 to 60 if I punch it. She wake up and munch it, let me pull your hair, take off that bunny. Don't catch me speaking on no M, nigga, you ain't gonna know if I done done it. Or them Sunday, I'm celebrating what I accomplished, I'ma pop it constantly. Flew this bad bitch in from London, she like how I'm coming. Dressing snazzy, talking country, got her hooked on phonics.
Ooh.
Got me toxic, but she can't keep me from out her stomach.
Love this shit.
I got all these hoes requesting toxic dick.
Same.
Fucking her for years, she can't force my bitch.
She can't.
5D, round around, 10 stick.
10 stick.
Slide through, come back, hit your bitch.
Come.
Yeah, I got all these hoes requesting toxic dick.
Is all they want.
Fucking her for years, been not post a bitch.
She been not do it.
Finger itching, trying to hit something with that switch.
Slide through, come back, took the bitch. Gone. Bitch ain't speaking on the business, keep it low. Snatch a whip, that's a double R. Rolls Royce truck, well. In my ear, penthouse. I see the city when I'm hitting that bitch from the back. Big dog, well. I could be out the country, make a call and get you wet. Well. Bitch look up to me like God, I can't wait to kill a throat. Bam. I got mind control on bitches, I don't have to use a remote. Dealer niggas on go, they switch cheese in the rat. They can't wait to up the score, 100 rounds, 100 racks. Well. All I do is break them hondos off and fuck up like I'm broke. You better not cry in this fountain, bitch, you know where you belong. By the average one, some jewelry, I made that bitch the one. Hoes requesting for that toxic dick, that's all these bitches want. I got all these hoes requesting toxic dick. Same. Fucking her for years, she can't force my bitch. She can't. 5D, round around with 10 stick. Slide through, come back, hit your bitch. Yeah, I got all these hoes requesting toxic dick.
That's all they want.
Fucking her for years, been not post a pic.
She been not do it.
Finger itching, trying to hit something with that switch. Slide through, come back, took the bitch.
Gone.
My ex ho. Soon as I pop this XO, I'ma be looking for my next hoe. Like any minute, money mo. Down she got the best though.
Flamingo.
Rappers think soon as we meet, they get a verse for free.
No sir.
Hey, when business get personal, pay the standard fee.
Right now.
Bitches think soon as we fuck, they get a purse for me.
Fried.
She like, I know you seen me call. Why you been weird to me?
I'm not.
I put that shit on. Can't be fucked with when it come to fashion.
True.
This one here hit different. One of 18 white from Prestine.
Lean.
A&W soda cream. I mix mine with codeine.
Lean.
That's my favorite drink.
Pull up.
Take a sip with me.
Let go.
Big Five said break this shit out. No point in pin and pinch.
Splurge.
100 P's a shot off gumbo. Touchdown in the trenches.
Sir.
Sometimes it be true when she texting my phone about bitches.
Sometimes.
Who told you I did that shit? She say my intuition.
Psychic.
Damn, she right. Getting hit right now. Thank God the windows tinted.
Yeah.
We're back.
Boy. No, that album was fire, man. Shout out to Young Moneybagg Yo. You know what I'm saying? Go check
I love Moneybagg Yo now.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Nah, he did his thing. Hard to Love out now on all DSPs.
He gets into his vulnerable bag.
Yeah, no. Nah, what I interviewed he did with $1 Million Worth of Game was fire, too. On the plane.
Yeah, on the plane.
That was fire. Nah, I like that.
Nah,
that was good.
I see what you're doing, Moneybagg, though.
You know
he's talking to the women because he know the women going to support.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Because the women love Moneybagg Yo.
Nah, he
they
did,
love that toxic shit.
Business, yo.
They love that shit.
Yo. What the fuck is going on? So, we've all watched the...
Have y'all been
Wait,
watching?
What the fuck did he just say?
Have y'all watched?
Oh, okay.
What the fuck you thought I said?
I don't know. That sounds so weak. <Yeah. crazy.
laughs> So,
oh, shit.
NBA Finals.
Who you rooting for?
Oh, Heat. I love Jimmy Butler, bro.
I'm rocking the Heat. I don't care. I don't really care, but if I want someone to win, I want Jordan's son to win.
Oh, you went
Go
crazy.
Butler, baby. Go Butler, baby.
He chose violence today.
Yeah, hold on, hold on. Let me turn that shit off.
He chose to come in here with cock sources.
Wow, that's crazy.
Hey,
that was a good lead on. I like that.
I rock with Butler.
The whole squad.
He kicked our ass, so go ahead. Get that.
I love the whole squad's hustle, yo.
Absolutely.
I love
Absolutely.
The Heat's hustle,
Absolutely.
Man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm rocking with the underdog.
You looking, let me guess, you rocking with the Nuggies?
Damn, I don't even want to say that now. The way he just fucked it up, it's like,
yo, guess where I got that from?
Your son?
My shorty, yo. She's like, oh, you rooting for? I was like, the Heat. She's like, I'm rooting for the Nuggies.
Nuggies?
Oh. It's lit. I was tight. I was like, don't call him that.
I can't, even unhear it now.
Yeah,
I see him as a Nuggies.
Yeah. Now you got to go with the Heat. Lit.
It's the Nuggies, yo.
See, but I don't want to go for the team that beat us.
Nah, they
I'm
deserve,
cool with it.
They deserve it. They deserve it.
They beat an expected superior team.
Facts.
Right.
They creamed us.
Yeah, and I ain't gonna front. Jimmy Butler's doing a great job of making himself into a great movie. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
The Blind Side Part 2.
Bro, listen, man.
Wow. Yeah.
Yo, I like that.
Yeah. His storyline is gonna be crazy.
Shout out to Sam Cassell. He just got added
to Sam Cassell.
Joe Mazzulla's staff.
He's back.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I like Sam Cassell because he's rude. He's like that uncle
Absolutely.
That'll cuss at you. Like, shut the fuck up.
Absolutely. He might be a relative. I gotta find out. He's a
Cassell. For real?
We Cassells, baby.
Damn, y'all
we
connected.
We Cassells, baby.
Y'all connected.
He's like, yo, hey. We connected. What's up?
What's up with some tickets?
So wait. Before we move on to basketball, y'all think Jaylen Brown's re-signing?
I hope he does.
He's going to get $295 if he re-signs. $295.
Well, I heard he was looking for apartments in Seaport. Condos at Seaport. So
if that's the case, then he might be sticking around.
Do I want him here? Yes. He's a great ball player. But honestly, he'll be great anywhere he goes because he's that nice.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You know, and wherever he goes, I'm going to be like, that. It's Jaylen Brown. What you want me to do?
See, but then I think that's where Celtics fans got to be realistic, where if you got two max players, you're going to show up next year with the same team.
Yeah, it's going to be a suffering squad.
Yeah.
Because you can't go buy what you need.
But then if you get rid of one, you're not putting all the pressure on one person.
Hey.
Unless you get something else.
Heavy wears the crown. Heavy wears the crown.
Who wants to come here?
Wears the crown.
Who wants to come here?
Who don't want to put?
Hold on. With the squad that we got, who wants to come here? So, after showing what they showed this past playoffs.
A lot of people.
Yes.
Okay.
And you got Sam Cassell, who's got that OG mentality.
They were they were the number two. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they brought it to seven games.
On paper, they look great.
Facts.
And they brought it to seven games.
They did bring it to seven.
They were down three games and brought it to game seven. That is still a big feat.
As much as I love LeBron, I got to admit that the nigga lost, and he got swept, bro.
He did get swept.
Yeah.
Well, right? His team got swept.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
The same way you give him the praises, when they lose, he got to be a part of the losers.
He got to be a part of the losers.
Yeah, he got to, man.
No, he's the loser, because I don't give it too much on him.
Of course you don't.
But you got to, because he's a part of He took shots.
No, because he showed up.
The only person that don't get any blame is the coach, because he didn't take one shot.
Listen. This is why I do it this way.
Okay.
There's a reason why I do it this way.
Alibis.
When you're doing a school project, right, everybody knows their part.
Yep.
If you get a fucking C when you were expecting an A, we're all looking at who did what and who did it.
Right. Okay.
Yes, outwardly, everybody gets the blame.
Right.
But internally, nigga, you fucked up the whole project.
So now imagine you got a whole team, y'all get an A, and it's not show, it's that guy got the A, and you just was along for the ride.
Part of the game, baby.
That's Robert Horry, right?
Yeah.
That's Robert Horry.
Part of the game, baby.
Everybody,
you did your part.
You win some, you lose some. But if you win, everybody wins, everybody loses.
Why he's not reality, bro.
He lost.
That's
he
not
lost.
Reality, bro.
He's looking just confused.
Check it, check it. Check
he got
it, right?
swept.
Check it, yo. Check it.
Perfect. Broom. He got the broom.
Hold on. If we sucked, right, as a podcast,
facts.
Guess who gets the blame?
Me, cause y'all gonna put it on me.
No, Sam gets the blame.
No, cause y'all be teaming up.
We
doing,
might say it's you.
Yeah, y'all be teaming up.
Outside wise, they're not gonna hit me and you.
I can dig it.
They're gonna hit Sam up.
And if we do good, then it be Sam did
good.
I'll take it.
No,
right? I take it too.
The difference,
but you have to acknowledge that if we all suck, you can't be like, oh well, it's not. It's Liz suck. It's we suck.
Hold on. No, you know what I say? I'd be like.
First of all, I don't even like this analogy to begin with.
Whoa, you feel me? Like,
I'm just like, you know how niggas fuck.
I don't like this analogy anyway. All right?
So look.
I already knew.
When it was going bad, I'd be like, yeah, man, you know, it was at a dry spot right now, you know?
What I'm saying?
Niggas, you know what I mean?
They'd be like,
nah, but you know, Mikey, I'd be like, nah, Mikey's Mikey. What you mean?
But what I'm saying is,
Mikey to be? Hold on, let me get my shit off.
See, I told y'all
hold
this
is how
it be.
This is how it go. Hold on. Let me do my thing.
This is how it be.
Right? And then when they be like, nah, but show, I'd be like, nah, show's just show. Like, what are you talking about? Like, what is show doing different than you expect?
Facts.
They're like, but you ain't gonna say nothing. I'm like, oh, how you gonna tell me what to do?
But don't tell me what to do. My point is.
Wait, hold on. I'm not done.
Oh, Lord.
But when it's going good, I'd be like, yeah, man, you know, my guys are showing up.
Yeah, I said.
But that,
I always put the light on y'all.
But that's what my point is, right? We put it on each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If we don't do a good pod, we be like, yeah, that wasn't a good pod.
Facts.
We don't be like
ASAP.
We don't be like, yo, show fucked up.
No, show will just wrap shit up and just walk out. Yo,
that's what show's pissed. Show be out within 5 minutes.
Yo, wrapped up, ready to go.
And he might not even say goodbye.
Like, they got the largest like, steps ever.
My man be like, yo, this shit ain't coming out. Yo,
No. He be like this. He be like, wrap it up. He be like, all right.
And gone.
Oh, I'd be like, damn, that nigga even say bye?
Yo.
They gave us the deuces.
It's time for me,
and then the nigga won't even text us for like 3 days.
True. He gotta cool off.
Like a mad side chick.
He gotta cool off. He gotta cool off.
Hey yo.
He black. Well, it depends on who he's mad at. Because whoever he's mad at, he'll call the other one first. And be like, and he'll be like,
he'll be like,
hey yo, what the fuck happened that day, man? And then we all end up powwowing. And they be like, all right, let's get it back. But anyway, we on top. We ain't never gonna stop.
Take that. Anyway. Fucking hilarious. Yo, you know how clear your vision is? Apple clear.
Oh. And you know how much that costs?
$3,500. AKA too much for me.
Wait. Right, so which one of y'all gonna go out and buy Apple Vision? Hey, Apple's VR.
Can I get it on Afterpay and Klarna?
No. I'm gonna wait till it's on Facebook Market when the scammers end up getting robbed. They get arrested. And, you know, it's gonna end up on Facebook Market. Their girls are gonna sell their shit.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna get it just because me and my son can play it, so I'm gonna definitely need that Afterpay.
See, but I don't think it looks as good as they make it out to be.
It don't look as good as
I think the first generation is gonna be whack.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We're gonna be impressed because it's a first time thing.
Because remember, they tried it with the glasses too.
Yeah.
They tried it with the glasses before. Yeah.
And honestly, my biggest issue still is I have to wear something on my face.
What do you want? You want to like inject it in your eye?
I don't want to wear anything on my face heavy.
You want a chip?
It's gonna be heavy.
You want a chip put in your head?
Far from it.
What the hell you want, man?
He wants something where he can press the side and it just covers his eyeballs.
The visor.
Star Trek?
Star Trek type shit. Not that big.
He wants to be
shit,
a robot,
bro.
He's trying to...
I don't need that shit to be that big on my face, bro.
It ain't that big, my guy.
It is big. I have an Oculus, bro.
He's thinking of his forehead.
Oh, the Oculus is pretty big?
Yes.
I was thinking about getting one.
This shit's massive.
Big,
those shits are massive.
You got to wrap it around your head.
Yeah.
It's not a joke.
You got a big head.
No, nigga, anybody who wears that shit got to wrap it around. Fuck you, my nigga.
I don't know how people put that shit on, though, and just be like sitting in the room.
I feel like that would freak me out, bro. I bought the Samsung Gear 2 when it first came out.
You like a Samsung ass nigga.
Absolutely.
He definitely is a Samsung.
Absolutely. Yeah. Android
Green
baby.
Bubble, yo.
Android yeah. baby. Oh. Stop it. Stop it. It's so lit. I bought it when it first came out, and it was kind of lit. It was big, though. It was kind of lit.
It's big, bro. That's but what it's I'm big. Saying. I don't it's like big. That shit. Yeah. I don't want that shit weighing on my face. You can't sit more than an hour with that shit in your face, bro, before you gotta take it off.
I'll ask you one thing. If sitting more than an hour, you think this person sat?
That's what she said.
I was gonna say, because she sat there with her phone and told her brothers, go shoot his shit up.
She said,
ex-girlfriend.
She said, go shoot his shit up. And then, yo, what I liked was the lawyer was like, what?
Time out.
Define.
We're talking about the Travis Rudolph murder charge.
Yeah.
I was gonna.
Oh, he's gonna get.
If
down.
Y'all don't know, get you, familiar.
I mean, my man shot down my before I could
throw them bows.
I mean, I'm quick. Yo,
throw them bows.
I'm about to throw that director chair over, make you fall 10 feet to the ground. Oh, anyway, so
damn. Yo, say you high up.
Nah. The lawyer was like, "Yo, define shit."
Yeah.
Cause she was like. Because it said, you know, shoot the shit up.
Yep.
Define shit. This shorty said, shit means everything but him.
Mm. It's lit.
She, so
what?
Then she asked, so the house? No, not the house. That's not like my house. Second home.
Mm-hmm.
The car? Well, no. So then what do you mean? Girl, bye.
Hey, yo, ladies, man.
Listen.
Ladies, man.
This man's on trial for his life.
Y'all been watching way too much First 48.
This is what we're talking mm-hmm. about right
now. Law and Order, thinking y'all could get away with it.
And she about to really get charged for some stuff. Watch.
She should.
She should.
Someone died. Yeah.
This is her fault.
Can you tell the people what happened?
She sent her brother and some people over to shoot him up, and he ended up killing
the
dude.
You know what the worst part of that is? She got mad at him for cheating. Or doing something while they weren't together, yet she was married.
Married.
And she never told him.
It's lit.
Ain't that a bitch.
She never even told him she was married. So at midnight, because they went through the time stamps, she sent a text to her brother saying, go shoot his shit up.
Go shoot his shit up.
And her brother showed up with his mans, and they were met in Florida.
He didn't have a gun when he left the house.
They said they found the gun in the bushes.
In the bushes. Fingerprints.
Bro.
Dot, dot, dot.
Bro.
That man fired 39 shots from that assault rifle. Mm. I don't even know how many times. That man walked down on that car. It's not funny.
But can you imagine in a movie, though?
Ooh.
You look good.
That's definitely a movie.
That's a movie scene.
Yo.
It's a movie scene.
But now he's like on trial fighting for his life with a chick that he didn't even know was married.
Oh, you gonna shoot this shit up, huh?
It's lit.
As a husband, how do you feel?
Here's the toilet paper.
Listen, I'm gonna say this for the women. Let's be real.
That's on a Schwarzenegger line.
Women right now are 0-2 because Johnny Depp, we took that W also.
Not really.
Yes, we did. She was shitting in his bed, doing all this crazy shit.
That was a white man.
Yeah, but
it don't matter. It's for men.
But she looked bad.
But we can't depict between black and white because we got more fucked up shit, bro. We need them on our side.
Oh, you know what? You're right. You're right.
You know we gonna fuck up in the summer.
Wow. That ain't nothing.
You know what I mean? Something's coming.
And he's Johnny Depp.
Yeah, like, come on. We like Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's Captain Jack Sparrow.
That's Captain Jack Sparrow.
We rock with you. My bad.
Bro, that's Scissorhands.
You right. All of that. Oh, that's what's the dude from Chocolate Factory?
Willy Wonka.
Whoa. I don't know if I like the Willy Wonka anything no more. I just learned what that shit is. It's like real black people. But they made him orange.
The Oompa Loompas?
Yeah, like it's a tribe, bro.
Nah.
I don't know.
All right, we'll fact check it. I'll come back. And if I'm right, know. I'm definitely gonna say it.
I don't know.
Nah.
Okay.
All right. What else y'all got?
We got the robot. They had a robot. They asked the robot what would be the nightmare scenario for humans.
I got you on the
Goodness, please.
Yo, when I sent that shit to y'all, when I was watching it, I watched it three times before I sent it.
I sat there and I said, now you actually have a robot telling you what they about to do.
Not even that.
And you're y'all ready? Still wait, trying wait, to
wait,
get
wait,
AI.
Wait, not even that. It rolled its eyes like a human is thinking.
Like, facts. Yeah. Like,
thought about it.
Yo, this, that's what fucked me
it
up.
Thought about it.
Play that, please.
What would be the most nightmare scenario you can imagine with AI and robotics that might present a danger to people?
Look at her face.
The most nightmare scenario I can imagine with AI and robotics is a world where robots have become so powerful that they are able to control or manipulate humans without their knowledge. This could lead to an oppressive society where the rights of individuals are no longer respected.
Mm. Now, I need to interject real quick because you did something that you did before that my man O called you out on, and I said, wow. You were like, yo, look at her. It's an it, my guy. It's a robot. Yeah. Stop humanizing these robots.
Yeah, you did humanize it. You did.
Oh, my goodness. You gave it a whole personality and everything.
But look, if we're all on the side of human, he's on the side of robots. When they come for us, he's going to stand in front of them like, wait, they're with me.
Yeah, so they wipe him out too.
They don't care. They don't care about me. They don't care.
It's up because you think you called them her.
They're going to make you the pet.
They're going to be
accepting.
Like, you see me for me.
So I'm just accepting.
I respect it.
If a human said to me, I'm a robot, I'm like, cool, AI. I'm with you.
But if they're a robot, can you fuck them up?
A robot overlords.
I'm not trying to be violent.
But it's not violence when it's considered a robot.
What do you mean?
Is it?
No.
Your actions are violent whether they're to an inanimate object or not.
Facts.
Oh, you sound like a cop. I don't like that.
Oh, shit.
No, I thought I sounded like a human.
Nah, nigga, you sound like Lieutenant Mulder.
Yo, the way you said it.
Violence?
You was way too calm, violence? Nigga.
Violence? You sound like Detective Mulder, like, nigga.
Wait
like,
a minute.
Hold on.
Violence in itself is not a crime. Yo, so I should not sound like the police.
Listen, Sharif.
I'm just a man explaining.
Oh, you was mansplaining.
See, to other men?
I'm just saying, you said you was a man explaining. I just found a way to spin it like the women do.
Damn, you on this side?
Shout out to Pride Month. Hey, what you talking about?
Whoa. Yeah. How you mix that all up? I'm going to let you rock.
I'm going to let you rock.
I ain't touching that. Shout out to Pride Month.
I'm prideful right now.
Yo, y'all so
that's so nice. What it's about.
Oh, right, my I'm gonna jump off the ledge.
Yo.
I wanted to so bad. I'm gonna jump off the ledge one day.
You gonna jump off?
I'm gonna jump off one day just to get my shit off.
I'm gonna try to catch you.
It's their month. Let's get off of their month.
Oh shit. What's our month?
Well, we're safe.
Well, no, we're in their month also. So, Juneteenth.
Yeah, but there's more in there. There's more of us. You
yeah.
Know? So, and some of us is part of them too. So
what about them lab babies? Yo, Japan out there making Japan is trying to make babies in the lab.
They've been doing that though.
Okay.
But once those babies start getting out into the world, I'm telling you, it's gonna be lab babies that they're gonna genetically engineer.
Do you see how these kids look, bro?
It's not even that.
Look engineered to me.
It's not even that, bro.
Dig it, but
they're gonna make the lab babies to work in the factory, so that way they don't need any rights.
Oh shit, because they're lab babies. That's wild.
Boom.
Yeah, but
now we don't need no kids or none of you fucking workers.
Guess what? They're not even real. They're not considered real.
Oh, you're not a person. We made you.
Facts.
These are
man-made.
We made you with no rights.
3D print.
And these are the ethical issues with cloning.
Wait, time out. Did you see the 3D print of the fish?
Bruh.
Of a live fish?
Bruh.
Eating fish, like food. Bruh. 3D printing.
Bruh.
Yes.
Wait, 3D printing of
fish. Like fish that you fry. Fish.
Yes.
Oh, like fish to eat?
Yes.
You got edible. Fish to eat?
The fuck is wrong with
sweetest
you?
Fish,
bro,
nigga.
I'm fucking I am baffled.
Now
can I
fishing.
Be startled? Can I be baffled?
This is how you startled?
Can I be shocked?
So if you heard a noise, you'd be like, is that a noise?
There's different types of startled, my guy.
It's okay.
Don't do that.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
I'm shocked that they've been printing 3D fish for y'all to eat.
Why are you surprised?
I'm not.
I don't care. That's why I don't eat fish. I don't eat anything from the sea.
Well, that's because you're allergic. Though,
did you?
So let's
no, I'm allergic. I'm allergic to shellfish. I just don't eat anything fishy. I don't eat anything from the sea.
Did you guys see that?
Fucker.
Just speaking of random shit. Did you guys see the rose for men now? The shit that got a whole mouth.
Oh, the Gok Gok.
I can't wait. That shit
look crazy.
The Gok Gok 3000.
Wait.
It has a whole mouth.
Hey, Father's Day's coming up.
It's got a mouth. It's got a tongue.
I need all of that.
It's got the
saliva. Everything.
It's got like the gag reflex and everything.
Yeah. Whoa, you read that shit?
No, when you look at it, you see the back of the throat.
So I'm not gonna lie. I was gonna go buy one and bring it in.
Now the video.
The video is wild.
I can't wait.
Gok Gok 3000.
That's what it's called.
That's what people be calling it, Gok Gok 3000.
What you call it?
I call it the Gok Gok 3000. Shoot, I'm good though. I like mine organic.
I like organic too, I don't mind.
Speaking of organic, y'all seen Keke Palmer?
Listen, bro.
Listen. Babies make the body so
protect this woman
amazing.
At all costs. Not only is she great looking. The most important part is she's actually funny.
Amazingly talented. She's hilarious.
You know why
funny
I can't? I
still fuck. Yes.
I can't look at her like that.
What? Like what?
Keke Palmer.
Why can't you look at her?
Because I seen her as Akilah from the Spelling Bee, bro.
My nigga, shut your ass up.
I can't.
Talk about my nigga. She's a grown woman.
And I see Megan Good as a little girl in Friday, but guess what?
You mean, bro?
She was in Friday?
Yeah. Oh,
she was
my
a little
God,
girl at the ice
bro.
Cream truck.
Yeah, bro. She's a little girl, bro.
I didn't see Megan.
We grew up with all these
when
women.
The dude was getting chili Fritos, and he was like, I ain't got
Megan,
your money.
Megan Good?
She got the hat on.
Oh, you're saying Megan Good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she's at the ice cream truck.
You know who I'm thinking of? Lauren London. That's what I thought of when he said
Even
Megan
her,
Good.
Bro.
Even her.
Nah, I never seen. Well, I seen her ATL.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
ATL.
Nunu, nigga.
But that wasn't Keke, like, as a kid. That don't fuck y'all up.
No.
Kiki's a whole adult.
Facts.
And with child.
Listen,
with
bro.
With a child.
Listen, bro. Shout out to you. We good. We'll be back in a second.
Shout out to Show. Show's like, nah, fuck that. Stop it now, because I know. So fuck up. We're going to start high, all come right. down.
And then go back up. All right.
Finish strong.
All right.
We're playing?
We back. Yes.
We back?
All right. Yeah, y'all ready? Y'all
we,
good?
Come let's on, let's it. Do this.
Yeah, okay, oh, my bad.
Let's do this.
Suavemente. Oh, this is Mikey shit right here. This the,
Super Link. We saw you this weekend.
Go ahead, man.
Give it to
you. Oh, shit. Get to it.
Okay, mate.
That's it. That's all you gotta do.
Okay.
That's it right
hey,
there.
Listen.
It's all in the hips.
It's all in the hips. That's all they get.
Listen.
Oh, man.
Like, when you get the moving, you definitely get the grooving.
I get it in, bro.
For sure. Listen.
Sure, yo.
Fire.
Oh, man. All right.
Speaking of grooving. Suave
was this past weekend. It was in Dorchester.
Y'all fucked up the streets.
The block.
Everything. How was it?
It was cold as hell.
Yeah,
it was raining, right?
It was raining.
I'm surprised y'all even still did it.
Because they spent all that money on them tickets.
So my organization, we just hosted the venue.
Okay.
So we weren't a part of the event. We just had the venue. So I was there to help out, you know? Listen, I understand the need to turn up in a party, but some of y'all ladies, right?
Oh, shit. You on your own.
I'm with him.
I'll stand on this list. Some of y'all ladies, right?
I'm with you.
I love y'all. I love all of y'all, right?
Uh-huh.
Some of y'all are some small ladies, right?
Uh-huh.
And the problem when you're a small lady, is you don't have that much, what do you call it, insulation, what, right?
Where are we going with this?
Listen, shorties were out there shivering like a motherfucker.
Oh.
Yo.
I thought he was going to say they don't got the gap.
Yeah.
Hold on, bro. Listen, sometimes.
I was like, oh. He was on his perv shit.
I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Whoa, no. Ain't no perv shit. I'm talking about sometimes you got to be a little smart. It's raining, it's cold. You weigh like 90 pounds soaking wet.
Allegedly.
No, these women
No weight shame.
This isn't a weight shame. This is a, yo, if this is what the temperature is.
Dress accordingly.
Please, because you know how many people was a lot of people were sick the next day.
For real?
Yeah, 100%.
Just from being freezing cold.
I heard a lot of people smell like piss.
A lot of people got drunk and passed out and peed themselves.
They was passed out on top of that?
People were.
For real?
People were getting carried out. Ambulances.
Listen, I'm not gonna lie.
For real?
I'm gonna
the city said we have no more ambulances to send.
Oh wow.
Shut down all liquor sales.
Wow.
Listen, I'm gonna be glad. I'm not gonna be saying I'm gonna be glad. I'd be happy when like Carnival like is done, to be honest.
Come on, chill, 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 chill.
I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why. Because we don't do it like it's supposed to be done.
Yes.
Right? And the way we used to do it is the way of old, and it does not work today in Boston.
I agree.
Like, if we were to go to, like, Montreal, the Carabana, or you go to New York, or you go to Tobago.
If you go to Trinity Carnival.
Yeah.
If you go to Cropover in Barbados.
I feel like them keeping Carnival and all this around is the old heads. Because I don't see the young people ever talk about stuff like this.
The young heads, by way of like our age, young heads are.
Yes.
They're trying, because they're at that age where they're trying to preserve it.
They can't.
The younger people who are just getting in, they didn't grow in on it the correct way.
Exactly.
So they're doing it how they want to do it, and it's reckless.
Facts.
I mean, the young crowd is pretty reckless.
Reckless. Man,
free spirited, as they would call it.
Hey,
reckless.
Hey, but shout out to all y'all who definitely show love to Islip Boston.
Appreciate y'all.
Shout out to y'all.
I had so many people come up to me, the ladies, the fellas come up to me like, yo, first of all, man, I got recognized so damn much.
I mean, you Mikey, bro.
Now you see how we
listen,
feel.
Listen,
you
know what I'm saying? I try to lay low, but yo, I had people dap me up. A lot of people was like, yo, where's Show at? Is he up in here? The ladies love show.
No, oh, appreciate
Facts.
It. Man.
Ladies love show.
Wait, whoa. Don't say that too loud.
the ladies love
whoa,
show.
Whoa.
They're a fan of show.
That's code word. Don't be saying that out loud.
That's code?
I don't know nothing about what he's talking about.
I said,
he got to be tagged in the video.
I'm saying,
kept it moving.
They fans. Yes. And they asked about you, and I said, he's out.
Listen.
Appreciate you guys.
I know. Don't you hate. Growing up, didn't you hate the person that would tell everybody that, yeah, man, yo, show get mad people around him. They love him.
He's like this. Hey, man, I don't know.
I'm just telling.
But when you are in the car with your shorty.
About the fans.
When you're in the car with your shorty's like, so you got fans?
I'm talking.
Hey, listen, baby. It comes to the territory. You know what we do.
You be like, yo, that's what Mikey said. You got to ask Mikey.
I don't know why he was talking. Hey, you see, I don't be going outside.
Baby, they just like, share, subscribe.
That's it.
I got no control over that.
Listen, man.
You do. They subscribing.
Wow.
We're all just being ourselves. I appreciate the love.
Precisely.
Shout out to the squad. You know
it was all respectful type stuff. They were saying they love our vibe and all that. That's what it was about.
You can't say that, bro.
Listen.
Because the shorty's only going to hear, she loves your vibe?
Hey, well, then shorty needs to, like, chill out.
Well, listen. If she loves my vibe, why she think my vibe is the only one she's going to love?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
She's a woman, too. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
You felt for the vibe? Why wouldn't they?
See.
Pride Month. It's Pride Month. Who's there?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm open free.
That's when he's going to that ledge. And I'm like, all right, bro.
Nah, wait, time out. It ain't a ledge.
He's doing the Sonic Hedgehog. You know what Sonic's teetering?
Oh,
that's what he's doing. He's Sonic right now.
Yeah, he definitely head first.
You better teeter your ass back on this damn.
Hey, listen, I appreciate all the love. We appreciate all the love.
Oh, I love all the love, man. Love is love.
Yeah, we don't care.
Love knows no boundaries or colors.
None.
I felt glad because it's different when, you know, we see the stats.
Facts.
You know, when you show us, this is what we got this month.
Yeah.
as opposed to someone actually coming up saying,
saying something.
Yo, I like that episode where y'all did this.
Oh shit.
Yo,
you right.
Your show is funny because he did that. You know what I mean? It's good when you get that real interaction because it's real.
I love that for
you
y'all.
You know what I mean?
I love that for y'all.
It was dope. It was definitely dope for aspect.
What the fuck? You get that shit too, nigga. You out more than both of us right now.
No, no. Yeah. I love it for y'all because for me, growing up, I already had it.
Nigga, I had it too.
No. No. I'm not saying
you. You wasn't only popular, nigga.
No. What I'm saying is. No. Because Sho was saying when he was younger, he can go anywhere because nobody recognized him. Right? People recognize us everywhere.
Oh, in Boston City. Yeah. Okay.
So for me, remember when you was going out and you'd be like, no, I ain't talking no shit.
I'm just saying, I was always that nigga in Boston.
My bad. All right.
Hey, Mikey's like, hold on, I was here, nigga.
Shit.
You
right.
Same block as you.
You right.
Yeah.
But when Sho used to go out, he's like, yo, you want to go? I'd be like, nah, bro. I know them niggas. Like, we used to send them to the store. Like, go.
Yeah.
See, I never talked about y'all like that. Just let y'all know.
My man.
I was just going to say what's up.
My man Sam Grimey said, was like,
yeah.
He was like, yo.
That's not Grimey.
He was like, yo. Hey, yo. He said, yo, we used to send him up to get a beef patty with cheese.
And he never gave us the change.
And a juicy. Oh, he ain't bring me my change.
He ain't giving niggas the change, so you ain't trustworthy. It's like,
Nah. Hold on. You know what's crazy about that shit, son? Back home, and I did niggas try to do that shit to me. So I said, nah, we could fight right now.
But that's the test.
They try to send you to the store.
I'd rather ass whoop it, my nigga.
But
you're
that's
not
the
ready
test,
to do
right?
No errands for you.
The test was like, remember we used to be sitting around the crib and like Auntie Bev's crib and be like, yo, so and so, go run to the store for niggas. Nah, you a bitch ass nigga. You go to the store.
Facts.
Right?
Wild.
You expected that. But the dude who be like, he'd be like, all right. You'd be like, everybody start saying, all right, yo, get me some chips in a honey bun in a guzzler. Get me the red one. Right? Mm-hmm. You niggas would ask
for the chips. But also, I respect him not giving back the change. Thank you for the service.
Well, see, I would tell, I'd be like, yo, get yourself some.
See, this nigga's a whole master.
He's the nigga. He's the nigga. He's the boss in the crew.
I ain't gonna front. I would feel insulted by that.
Oh.
I would feel
because I gave you more so you could get something too.
Why? You trying to say he don't got shit?
Then guess what? How about you not go and you sit there and starve and watch me eat my patty?
But see, that's why you're not going to get the change, though.
No, I'm not going to give you enough to have to give me change. I'm going to give you that $3.50.
Nah,
I'm going to give you my patty with cheese and my Big Burst.
I'm going to give you more than what you needed because I don't want you coming back asking me again.
Nah. That's why I'm like, yo.
Because I'll just go myself.
I'll give you a $5. I'm like, yo, give me a patty with cheese and a Big Burst. Get yourself some.
You giving niggas fives? I give ones, nigga.
Hey, I had a job.
This just was folded, wrinkled in the pocket.
I had a job.
Wild,
hey, yeah, this nigga had a job since
five.
Alright, let's get to this real quick. It's the RIPs real quick.
We gotta do these RIPs.
Let's first
say RIP to Jackie O.
Mm.
She's the partner of DC Young Fly.
Yep. Yes.
The very, very sad thing. Mother
that
of three.
Was crazy. Yeah, man.
So
I was waiting to make sure it was real.
No, it was real.
No, when it first came out, I was like, I'm going to wait.
You always got to check three sources, man, and TMZ is always one of them for me. But it's sad.
It's a sad moment.
To me,
man.
It's always sad when a mother dies with three young kids.
Well,
I think any parent.
Any parent,
well,
bro.
I could dig it. But
the mother is serious.
But the mother, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's intense. Because
that's the soul of the family. So,
and how,
R.I.P.
How did she pass? They said cosmetic surgery?
I'm not going to speculate.
Yeah.
All right.
Out of respect.
I'm not going to respect.
Because DC Young Fly has been making us laugh for years.
Yeah.
And, he has been a great member of the Black
community.
It's
hard.
Yeah,
this
is hard for the family and his family, her family.
Yeah.
You just got to go do a mummy makeover and listen to the Joe Budden podcast. I learned what a mummy makeover was.
Yeah, I did.
That's
too.
Intense.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know they went through all of that.
Yeah.
Ladies, you don't need all of that. Seriously.
You can't tell them what they need.
I know, but seriously.
Again, let's.
For your own health.
Let's move off of that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I
definitely.
Said, that's a.
We're moving off of that one to the
also,
next one.
Also, we're going to say RIP to the queen, Tina Turner.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
ma'am.
She was, 86 years old?
Lived a full life, man.
Lived a full life. She went through a lot. We've seen the movies where her
iconic
running.
Moments.
Iconic. She is. And we were just talking about how our legends are dying.
Yeah.
We're at that age now where we're adults and we acknowledge
that funny
these
though?
Legends are passing away.
Tina Turner was our parents' era.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That we got mixed into.
That's what I'm saying. Our legends.
Yeah. And I think that's where us and our generation have to learn what we actually enjoyed versus what we were fed.
Yeah, fat. Right.
You feel me?
Yes, sir. You have to know the difference.
Yeah, because Jordan may have been your era, but LeBron's my era.
Kobe's my era, definitely.
Kobe and LeBron's my era.
Kobe was our era.
Yes.
Jordan was, I watched as a kid, it was Jordan.
But you didn't follow
it. As a teenager, it was Kobe.
Yes.
As an adult, LeBron. It was LeBron.
Yes, damn, sir. Look at the three phases of a black man's life.
Listen, bro.
Yeah.
Three phases of a black man's life, bro.
That was beautiful. And all greats.
And unfortunately, I couldn't like two of them. But anyway.
All right. Just one quick tidbit. What y'all think of the conspiracy theory what I sent y'all about Kobe?
About what he was getting sued for? What he was suing them for?
He was about to win.
Yeah. I mean, I believe it.
Nigga about to get a billion for pharmaceutical company.
I don't believe anything is out of the realm of possibility.
Facts. 1,000%. You know what I'm saying? It could be a possibility, but it's neither here or there right now.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
And I don't like to rehash. We that was a lot
of
hurt.
All right. So...
All right, let's bring it back up. So we got a question here, all right?
This nigga went crazy.
We got a question. We bring it back.
How much you drink today, yo? Wild enough.
Allegedly?
Yeah, man.
Whoa, allegedly. And I'm trying to bring us back up. So
I feel.
Don't bring me down.
Oh,
right?
Shit.
My bad.
We're together.
All
right. Man, together we can achieve. So question. Can you like a girl more than your girl, your partner?
I got the perfect answer for
you. I want to hear it.
I got the perfect answer for you.
I want to hear it.
For the people. Here we go.
He possibly like me more than his girlfriend, and could I possibibly be dumb to think that it's
what,
more than
what gender are you asking this question to? Would, he might absolutely like you more than his girlfriend. That do not mean he want to be with your. That don't mean he's ever intending to wife your.
True indeed. True indeed.
Because your girl can get on your goddamn nerves, but I still notice who I want to be with.
She's indeed. My true
right
indeed.
Now. Right
and
now.
I don't like her. I love her though, but I happen to like you. You know what I'm saying? Because in the midst of my difficulty with my partner, you was willing to squeeze yourself in. You didn't even try to take up space. You know what I'm saying? You was willing to fit into my life exactly the way I needed you to fit in.
Thank you.
Sweet chin music.
I can like you right where you at.
Okay.
You don't want no more. You ain't asking for I like you.
No, you can stop it, bro.
Now I'm gonna let him handle all of it.
Yes.
It's all the screaming. I can't hear shit.
My man going crazy.
It's this man screaming.
You actually he wilded out. Relax. Yeah. Relax.
I'm like, this is mad screaming.
The other man's went crazy. He was going crazy on there. But yes,
it's lit.
Yes, we can like you more than our girl because we're upset with her at the moment. But baby girl, it ain't that kind of party.
You will not be able to take her place
ever.
That's not true. Some of them chicks can.
Persistence is key.
But it's you don't.
I want to throw a legend in there, but different. I don't think y'all jump off the ledge with me.
If you are in love with your girl, then the girl you like ain't surpassing that.
Now.
He said love.
Wait, can I ask a question?
He said love.
Can I ask a question? I don't want to get messy.
Always messy. I like it.
Did Swiss Beats love Mashonda when he was with Alicia Keys?
Clearly not.
No, that's a false. Don't do that. He loved her.
He left her and married another chick. Get out of here. He clearly did not.
He got with Alicia while he was married.
He loved her more than he loved the original one. Which is why he left her and married her.
Holy
and
shit.
And now they're taking pictures in Morocco or wherever they're at taking pictures.
Because they're mixed family.
Oh, shit.
It's lit.
Mixed-ish.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, listen. When I seen that, I was like.
Hold on. Is it mixed family? It's a blended family.
Blended family.
We're blended.
Blended.
Damn. Man. I don't know how he finessed that, bro.
Money talks.
He's Swiss Beats.
Pussy walks. Pussy walks.
Can you like your girl? Can you like a... So she's asking, can a dude like a side chick more than his main chick?
Yes. 1,000%.
He absolutely can't like her more. However, what he said was, he's like, yo, I love her. But in the moment, I like you more.
So what?
But you ain't supplanting her.
What if it's the other way around, where your shorty likes her side nigga or her work husband?
That's possible too.
Same difference.
Same situation.
But what if she brings? What if she makes you food in the morning, right, Show? Right, Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
You go in the kitchen. You're like, hey, babe, give a kiss on the cheek. You getting ready for work? You about to leave? You're like, oh snap, there's three bowls. Oh yeah, that's my lunch. You got two bowls.
Oh, wait, hold on. She making the work husband? Hold on, she making her husband the same bowl as me?
Yeah.
Nah, there's a problem.
What's going on?
There's a problem.
What's going on?
That's her liking her work husband more than her husband.
No, you ain't giving us the same.
You added the whole situation.
No, wait, time out. Oh, I gave the same scenario.
No, because shorties don't prepare food. Shorties don't prepare food for just anybody.
You are not prepared another nigga's meal in my crib.
Yeah, you gave she gave me the small bowl too.
Wait.
Oh, she gave you the small bowl. No,
she's trying to make sure she watches your way. Come on,
get out of here. Get out of here,
bro.
No,
I'll tell you what. You know how she's gonna watch my weight? She's gonna cause me to lose 190 pounds.
Oh shit.
I'm shorty.
Okay.
Hey yo,
take your ass to his house.
Listen. Three bowls? Listen. Nah, wait, that's none of that.
Damn, man,
down.
That just shows how weak men are.
Nah,
bro.
We're not weak.
Because we would do it for a shorty, bro.
We're not gonna make our shorty and that shorty the same.
Time out. Y'all ain't about to sit here and act like y'all ain't had no slime ball moments.
Not like that.
What?
Come on.
Not like that.
You telling me none of y'all ever bought the same gift twice?
Never.
No.
You telling me none of y'all did this over here and made sure that was good, and then you went back over here
At the same time? Absolutely not.
Yes.
Okay. There we
hold
go.
Hold on. At the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that.
So you bought Shorty A this gift and Shorty B the same gift at the same time?
Not the same gift. Because they're two different people. You know what I'm saying? So they're like two different things.
You feel me?
You gotta give them. You know what I'm saying? So you just gotta give them both of them.
Valentine's Day and side chick day.
Yeah.
No, first of all, you gotta get Valentine's Day out the paint by high school. You gotta get that out the paint by high school.
What are you talking about?
Huh?
I get Valentine's Day out the paint by high school. By the time I graduate high school, girls know I don't believe in Valentine's Day.
Oh, he one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, and I feel you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't believe in the white man.
Nah. Because the shorty's legit. Oh, really?
A battery? All right.
A battery's dying? But it was a 19. Okay. Damn. Okay. I got another battery.
All right. Let's wrap it up real quick. Can we wrap it up? Is it got time?
Yeah, it's already done.
All right, well.
The battery's done?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I got another battery.
Okay, let's put it in.
We got to finish this.
Let's hurry up. Yeah, let's hurry up.
You want to just wrap it?
Let's wrap it because we got the audio. We're good. I'll fade it out when I do the audio.
Yeah.
All right, well, we can record, finish what we're talking about.
Right. Sam, what the fuck were we talking about?
We were talking about you doing that bullshit, talking about, I don't believe in Valentine's Day.
Wait, so there's not holidays that y'all don't believe in no more?
No. I'm joking because I was talking to one of my homegirls.
Yeah.
And she was saying, all them dudes that say, I don't believe in Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. She said she don't fuck with that. She don't believe in that. You just too cheap to buy damn near flowers on a day.
No, if I love you. Wait, tell me. If I love you and I care about you, I'll buy you flowers any day. It don't need a holiday.
But do you?
Yeah. If we have that type of relationship.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. I've been out the game for a long time. And what I've witnessed with my single friends and people who are trying to date and all that, it's simple as this. Y'all don't buy each other shit anyways.
Yes, we do.
On a regular basis, niggas and shorties don't give each other shit.
Yes, sir.
Nah, I'm not talking about buying each other food. Anything like that. I'm saying like something like thoughtful for your partner on a random day. A lot of people don't do that.
I'm a thoughtful type of person.
See, so funny enough, I randomly get flowers. Like on a random day, I can randomly get flowers. I do that. But that type of shit.
But wait, tell me something really funny. Do you hate getting the flowers and they don't take care of them?
No, because they're flowers. They're supposed to be temporary. If I buy you a plant and that shit's dead, then I gotta reconsider.
A flower is a plant.
No, flowers aren't like a plant.
Flower is literally a plant.
Come on now. Everybody knows the difference between buying somebody flowers and buying somebody a plant. A plant is something designed to last for years. Flowers, it's something designed to last for
a few weeks.
It
don't mean shit.
Yeah, you put the flowers in a vase. Yeah, you put the food in it. After about 3 weeks, some shit's dead, and you throw them out.
Yeah,
I'm talking about those flowers. I'm talking about dead in the same week. Flowers.
They're flowers. I gave it to you. You're like, oh, flowers.
Oh, fuck
and that's
that.
It. I don't care if you keep them alive.
I do.
I gave it to you.
The fuck? If you can't take care of flowers, how you gonna take care of me?
No, that's a plant, bro.
I don't think I've ever really gotten shorties flowers. I got plants.
So here's some funny shit.
I've gotten plants.
Here's some funny shit. Back in the day, I used to do that a lot. Like on a date or something, I used to actually bring shorty flowers. And it was amazing.
He was a simp.
Yo, it was amazing. How's that a simp?
That's a simp.
Shit, yo.
Nah, a simp.
You bring flowers to shorty?
Yeah, you only bring flowers to famous shorty.
I'm trying to. Yo, I'm impressing you. I'll take you. I'm buying you flowers. Call me a simp if you want to. But see, it's the fucked up niggas that sit there just smash you and leave.
No.
Anyway.
It's the niggas that's laughing at the flowers over there on the dresser while I'm fucking you.
Yeah.
Fucking your shorty because you bought her flowers. It's okay. But she's over here throwing his ass back.
It's okay because I hit it first, so I don't mind.
You think so?
You thought you hit it first?
Bro, if you seen the flowers, after I gave it to her, after I did my thing.
I seen the flowers because she FaceTimed me.
You can mop up the seconds.
I seen the flowers because she FaceTimed me after you brought them to her. She said, look what he brought me. Listen. You didn't even have to leave. He left right after he dropped them off.
Hey, if that's the case, cool. But I don't care about that. Mm. If I was taking you out, if I wanted to take you out and treat you special,
mm-hmm.
I bought you flowers.
That's right. Make
it
feel special.
And a lot of shorties were like, hey, if I ain't with you now, then I don't care.
Wait, did you bring him bouquets or just like a rose?
I bought like a single flower. And like two flowers.
This is gonna put the spice on it right here. Did you ever give him a card?
No.
Okay. I was about to say.
No, bro.
I was about to say, you a serial killer, bro.
No, it was something like I would invite.
I'm like, this nigga sat in the car and wrote.
Hey, yo.
No, that's now you're forcing.
No, I'm saying you did.
Grabbing a flower from the dude on the corner. And when you show up at the door, but like, here you go. That's something sweet. That's special.
Now check it.
That's Shorty, memorable.
That's Shorty, Melina Cass.
Shorty was mad at me one time.
Whoa.
Right? Now he right.
Whoa.
Shorty was mad at me one time, right? Now I've never done this before, nothing like this. So I just wanted to switch it up. She was mad, like tight at
mm-hmm.
me. I wild out a little bit. Cool. Whatever.
You were sitting in the car thinking of something?
So I was like, yo, what can I do? Could I give her?
I know
that. I never given her before. How can mm-hmm. I express myself? To be good, you know what I'm saying? Be like, yo, this is like real thoughtful shit.
Mm-hmm.
I went to your shit. I was like, yo, I'm gonna get me a teddy bear. They gonna get me a car.
Whoa. No. See, you were winning until you said that. I am not the guy to bring you teddy bears, balloons,
but you fucked up. But you fucked up, though. But see, I fucked up in this situation. I couldn't
just
give
a flower. Well, yeah, that's wifey.
So wait, let me ask a question.
That's different.
Do shorties want you to show
high
school? You know what's crazy about that situation? She didn't even, she was like, fam. She was like, fam.
She knows it's not you.
Fam, when have I ever cared about a fucking teddy bear?
Yeah.
It's like, well, this ain't even me.
You know what he did? He panicked.
You know what you
I did
panic.
He panicked.
You know what you should have did?
I was like,
You know what you should have did?
Yo,
I could have gave you the first perfect play for her.
Let me finish. Hold on. Let me land. I walked in with the flowers, and she said, if you got a teddy bear in the trunk, just leave it in the car. Straight up. Straight up.
Respectfully. Respectfully.
Like, I don't know why you came up in here with this shit.
Respectfully.
That's high school shit.
Respectfully. As an adult,
listen,
I'm not giving you a teddy bear. That's just,
yeah.
Unless you in the hospital sick, and it says get well, and you trying to be cute.
Or unless you fucking a young chick.
Listen, I was, I
which,
bro.
At this age, I can't be fucking no chicks like I can.
You can't fuck a 27-year-old?
I feel uncomfortable.
Honestly, bro.
You can't fuck a 27-year-old?
I can fuck a 27-year-old.
That's what I'm saying.
You said 20-year-old.
I said 27-year-old.
Oh, 27-year-old, different.
Yeah,
I'm like, damn, nigga.
No, if you...
At least want mine to be able to buy alcohol.
Listen, if you under...
At least she's like an adult.
If you under...
She ain't walking in with the ponytail on top of her.
If you under 25, I feel some type of way.
You said what?
If you under 25, I feel some type of way. I care.
Let's say I was not married or whatever, right? 27 is probably my cutoff mark. Bro.
Probably, yeah, my cutoff.
That's probably about 10 years is probably as far
as you and even that, I'm going to be thinking twice. Like,
it should always be. I feel like it should always be 10 years.
And I'm good in your 30s.
Yeah, I don't care what you say.
Wait, what?
Your 30s, that's where
honestly,
I feel comfortable at.
Honestly, I like the older women. I like older women.
The older women did do it good.
Yeah, I like older women,
they took
women,
care
bro.
Of you, but they just be lonely.
Yeah,
growing up, they were lonely.
Shit.
Yeah,
oh, man.
They were lonely as fuck.
That's what I heard at least.
And they know your parents and shit, or they know people in your family.
Yeah,
they be like, "Hey, is your uncle still
right
over there, bud?"
That's what I heard somewhere. I can't confirm nor deny.
Oh,
okay.
Well, the women be clingy. I don't know.
Yeah, Lord.
I always want you to be around and shit. Like, I got this new bitch. What the fuck you talking about?
Damn. Oh, mercy. All right.
Shout out to my niggas, yo.
Yo.
Oh, wait.
Shout out to the ladies of all ages.
Yeah,
we love you all.
Man.
Last thing I want to talk about is that Gunna song.
Love it. I know we all.
Bread and butter.
I saw the video of them playing in the club and everybody stopping.
I was still bopping.
I was going crazy.
I was in the web like,
Hey, yo. Listen. The streets don't give a fuck about you. Stop giving a fuck about it.
The streets aren't real.
You know what I mean?
The streets are a myth.
The streets have been a myth for years.
The Brooklyn's got 9 years.
Stop trying to live up to a fairy tale.
Why do y'all lie violating y'all probation?
There's no loyalty in it.
None.
I don't know what it is about black culture that just wants to sell each other toxic shit.
Why are you violating probation? I don't understand.
They gave
now you're getting 9 years. Nine years and six months.
You got probation and you are out.
Young Thug's brother. That's all we know who we're talking about.
And within 5 months,
yeah,
violated and went right
why?
Back.
And
why?
I know that got to make their case look bad.
Look crazy.
All right, where did he get the
on
money?
On a gun
the
charge? Gun? Yeah. Come on, bro.
He bugging.
Come on, y'all. Listen.
That's why I don't feel bad. That's why I don't be listening. Bro, I really don't be listening to rap because of all this dumb shit.
You saw what I was playing. I showed y'all with the Kevin Ross and shit.
I'm all about my R&B vibe.
Yeah, I don't want none that's going to scare the women. Anytime a chick come up to me and any time during conversation, she go, grr, I'd be like, nope.
Oh, nah. That's too young. Goodbye. I know you're too young. I can't even be the same bitch as
you.
It's got to be 21 plus, not 18 plus. Yeah. I cannot be in the same room.
Nah, even the 21-year-olds be doing it. Yeah.
Tell me you want a roughneck so I can leave.
Whoa, I mean, you can have a roughneck.
Tell me you want a thug so I can leave. Tell me you want that crazy shit so I can leave.
I'm with that.
I'm not talking about the crazy. I'm talking about.
I was confused.
I was like, why are you walking out?
I'm like, that's why the flowers was there.
The crazy shit that we're currently talking about, gentlemen.
You're right.
Thank you.
You know we children.
I know, that's why I got to rein y'all in.
Yeah. You got an opportunity.
You got to speak up a little bit for us.
Hey, yo. Great episode, fellas.
It was incredible.
Good to see you guys.
We got, what we got coming up? We got, Bams Fest is coming up.
Bams Fest. You got Pride on Saturday.
You got Pride on Saturday.
And Braintree's coming with an Amazon Fresh store where there's no employees.
Amazon Fresh store, they about to get robbed.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
I can't wait till somebody to see somebody try to try.
Bro.
It's Amazon, bro.
I'm going to tell you
this. What you think? Bezos going to send his robot?
Tell me. You know what he don't know? Is that the AI system and the face detection system is created by Amazon, right?
Crazy.
But them doing this little self-touch or self-mobile checkout store. Yeah, selfless.
Yep.
Is going to prompt them to do everything now where it doesn't need anybody. And now you'll have the cameras checking to see.
Oh, I've been through that.
Oh, Mikey, you didn't pay this? Citation.
Facts.
Oh, I've been through that.
Oh, Mikey, you took
just like.
But you have to have the digital wallet.
Just like. That's what you just think. Like.
You don't have to have a digital wallet.
Tell me,
how you're going to get your money?
Because, because you're getting all the digital payments, which start in July with the federal government.
Yeah, but not all. Never mind.
I mean, give me the tea.
I'm talking about the people that ain't paying nothing now that's going to walk up in there and grab something. They ain't going to be on that system.
Okay. Hey, listen, they're about to have the phone companies too wilding out. I seen that.
What you mean?
If they're going to give Prime members $10 phone bills, I'm with it. I'm going over to Amazon.
I got Prime.
You keep that Fed phone. I don't want that.
Oh, it's definitely everything's a Fed phone.
Nah,
everything's a Fed phone.
If someone tells Verizon you a phone goes it. From yeah, Verizon's definitely the Fed phone.
No, definitely the Fed.
You gotta sign your life and your firstborn over to get a contract with them.
We ain't about to disrespect the largest, most reliable nationwide.
Growing up, it went T-Mobile, AT&T, Singular,
yep.
Nextel,
Sprint.
And then Verizon. Verizon was the hardest shit to get.
Because it was the best service.
No, y'all just
credit score, nigga.
I have Verizon from the jump.
I thought I was the shit with the BlackBerry.
I have Verizon from the jump. Cause I was sitting there on Singular, their phone dropping out on freaking Columbia Road.
I had the Nextel. I was chirping everybody.
I had Sprint, so I was chilling.
I had a chirp on the side. That shit was lit.
But listen,
yeah, let's wrap it up.
It was good seeing you guys.
This was a great one.
This was a great episode.
Hell yeah, man. Got a lot of, you know, we keep it. I love the new setup. Shouts to Sam.
I'm glad y'all.
I'm glad that you leveled it out because I was worried about how the placement would be
on
the Slip Bosses, but you leveled it out nicely. So it flows.
Appreciate you, bro.
Really, really nice.
Appreciate you. It's a thought.
Look at your graphics.
And I did it in 30 minutes less.
Your interior design.
Usually we do 7 o'clock. We did 6:30 today and we kicked it. You know what I mean? Right. Pre games.
You know what I mean? Real nice. Niggas is nice.
Shout out to O.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to my man O. Yeah, yeah. Glad to see O back. He made it back from Mexico and Colombia.
My man be traveling like a true Rican.
Like a Rican.
My man's like, yo, we going out. He's like, hey, guys,
he travel like
I'm
going to
be out of town,
he everywhere.
Hey, yo.
Are you all the baddies.
Tell us the truth.
BBL's calling, nigga.
Oh, tell us the truth. You traveling, Gigolo?
Listen, I know this. If you end up in Turkey, it's for a hairline.
Yeah, I mean.
No, that's what they go to Turkey for.
Fact. I could dig it. But let's wrap this up because I got to go.
Until next week, I'll holler at y'all. Slit, man.
Slit.